All right, one more treatment to go for our pal Jamie Edmonds, who joins us this morning. First of all, how are we feeling? I'm excited. I know you're excited, but I'm very excited for you. What's going on?
I'm very excited, Chris. Thanks for knowing exactly my schedule. I appreciate it. My third of this stronger drug has really wiped me out this week. I'm like sleeping a lot, but that's okay. It's manageable. And just knowing that there's only one more to go, I feel I can't stop smiling.
Well, I know we've been talking about this. It's like, it's hard to know what somebody's going through, right? You talk and you ask those questions and things like that. I didn't realize that there could be so many different variations on how people deal with these drugs, which I guess makes sense. I never really thought about it, but like, you know, some people could just be really tired. Some people could feel really nauseous. That the range is pretty wide, but it seems like for you, you maintain that you get tired initially and then you kind of bounce back afterwards.
Yeah, that has been the trend for me on this adriamycin drug. And for others, you know, it's why there's no like set thing that you can say, okay, this is going to happen to you. And that's kind of what you're looking for when you're first diagnosed. Like, what's going to happen? They have to tell you all of the possibilities,
right?
Which is really scary. And then you just got to see how you react. But I'm still trying to like eat right, work out, walk when I can. And I think that's helping.
All right. Well, you don't have to gloat about it. I mean, we all are very, no, it's very impressive what you're doing. It is. Do when they go through what the potential side effects are, do they ramble them off as fast as they do on TV on the side effects, or are they a little more diligent?
I mean, it felt like a lot that first appointment with all of the things. I was just looking at my doctor going, this sounds like HE double hockey sticks. Like this sounds terrible. Like, oh my gosh. And it was very scary at that time.
Sure. Yeah. Meanwhile, the new episode of the podcast is out. It's coming out today, right?
It's coming out today. Yes, I'm sure Justin Valentine, who's been amazing for me working on these pods with me, I'm sure he's working on it right now. And you're on it, Chris.
Oh, is this ours today?
This is yours, yeah.
Oh, cool. Very good. So Lloyd and I joined you, and we just got... First of all, it was nice to, you know, share microphones again. And then just kind of talk about, you know, what's been going on and, you know, how we've been going through everything while you've been getting better and getting treatment and just the worker, the coworker perspective of things, right?
Because exactly.
Your life gets put on hold for a minute while you focus on you and your family. But then like your support cast widens, which is cool.
Yeah. And that's kind of why I said, hey, do you guys want to come on the pod? I called it coworker connection for this podcast because, you know, we're still coworkers. I'm still popping on here or there. You guys are still like supporting me in many ways. And so I thought it would be a good idea. And I thought we had a nice little conversation. Really relaxed. There were laughs.
There were laughs. And I apparently rubbed off on you a little bit because I made an incredibly embarrassing admission towards the end of that podcast of things that I've been watching lately. And it's been all nerdy founding father stuff. And now you're on board.
Well, I was on Netflix looking for some entertainment, and I'm like, you know what? I do want to brush up on my American history, and I saw all of the presidents that you said you were watching.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of
them
that you can see. Yeah. I ended up watching the one that was called The American Experiment on Netflix, and I thought it was pretty good.
It's on my list. How is it?
It's good. It just talks about how different people's paths to this democracy, like how we got here, and it's really interesting. It starts with George Washington, of course, and but him as like a young man when he went to sort of into the wilderness, and it's just really cool.
We've been leading up to this weekend, obviously we've been talking about the founding fathers. We omitted Hamilton because I think Hamilton's more in the mainstream now thanks to the musical, but we've talked about everybody. And one of the interviews that I did this morning was about John Jay. And John Jay, people like don't even know who John Jay is. Brian was like, I had to Google who John Jay was. Like, I did not know. But
I'm Googling. Hold on.
He reached out to this expert at Samford University on John Jay. And he's like, hey, I know it's a little early, Eastern Standard, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, I will get up in the middle of the night to talk about John Jay. Like, it's very cool how, like, these people that had this, you know, uncertain what the future would look like, but they had this calling to help in some way. And yeah, I don't know. It's very fascinating to me.
I find it all really fascinating. And the American Experiment one starts with George Washington as a younger man. And it's the one of the people that, like, they sit down and interview is like, we may not have liked George Washington in his early days. And so that grips you. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And then they explain. So it's cool.
Yeah, no doubt. What else is going on?
Watch that World Cup game yesterday.
I know. Awesome, right?
That red card, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't.
Of course, it's the best player we have.
I know.
And now he's out for the next one against Belgium. I'm worried.
Are you worried? I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. I don't even know how many glasses of Kool-Aid I've drank. I said it earlier. I might be blinded by the fact that, like, I'm so unbelievably excited about all the periphery. Like, all the fans, all the excitement, all the celebrating that's being done together. Like, to me, the whole experience, I'm like, I don't know, the U.S. is going to win the World Cup. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm, like, off the deep end now. It's, I don't know. I'm not too worried about Belgium. The next game could be the problem.
Well, I'm only worried because our best player, Balogun, is out.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. But other than that, I have enjoyed watching, obviously. But just, like, the celebrations and the camaraderie and people coming together and singing whatever song from West Virginia. I'm blanking. You know, that one.
Yeah.
That
what's it called again? Country Road. Country Road.
I love watching all of that. I think that's fun.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I just felt like the electricity was coming into my living room from that stadium. Like, it was just, it was buzzing, which was very cool. Let me play this. You saw those people climb to the top of the Empire State Building?
Yes.
Okay. Here was the air traffic control dispatch call of this. We haven't played it yet this morning. Here it is.
Yeah, what's all the hoopla going on over there?
Two geniuses climbed to the top of the Empire State Building, the top of the spire.
Oh, that's awesome. It's not some worker changing a light, is it?
Nah, it's a male, female, dressed in black. They had some flag they were waving when they were up at the top. And he just proposed to her.
Like, is that not the most New York dispatch call you've ever heard?
Yes. What's all the hoopla about?
Jamie, have a great weekend. Can't wait for
your last treatment. You too.
We'll talk again very soon. That's going to
do it for us.
Happy
birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. Kevin Deeds is next.